Enoch took a stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home.
Such joy, such unspeakable joy, such peace and everlasting peace, such love, pure and holy love, Spirit, have your way. Such joy, such unspeakable joy, such peace, everlasting peace, such love, pure and holy love, Spirit, have your way in me. There's a peace that floods my soul when the Spirit of the Lord is in control. There's a joy no bounds can hold when the Spirit blows a fresh wind through my soul. Holy Spirit, flow through me, touch my heart, and there will be such joy, such unspeakable joy, such peace, everlasting peace, such love, pure and holy love, Spirit, have your way with me. Such joy, such unspeakable joy, such peace, and everlasting peace, such love, pure and holy love, Spirit, have your way in me.
There's a peace that floods my soul when the Spirit of the Lord is in control. And there's a joy no bounds can hold when the Spirit blows a fresh wind through my soul. Holy Spirit, flow through me, touch my heart, and there will be such joy, such unspeakable joy, such peace, and everlasting peace, such love, pure and holy love, Spirit, have your way.
I have seen some pretty towns, guess you could say I've been around. found no place to settle down. There is a land. Oh, I'm just a pilgrim here, toiling through a world of fear. My time to leave is drawing near. I'll go to that land. There is a land I'm homesick for, though I've never seen it before. I've got loved ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away, or on some far off distant strand. I'll speed up and they'll slow down. There is a land. Why am I so homesick for just not myself here anymore, waiting for that open door that leads to that land? So I'll dry those weeping eyes, lift my head towards the sky. Farewell to this world, goodbye. I'm going to that land. There is a land I'm homesick for, though I've never seen it before. I've got loved ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away, or on some far off distant strand. I'll speed up and there slow down. There is a land. Why am I so homesick for just not myself here anymore, waiting for that open door that leads to that land? So I'll dry those weeping eyes, lift my head towards the sky. Farewell to this world, goodbye. I'm going to that land. There is a land I'm homesick for, though I've never seen it before. I've got loved ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away, or on some far off distant strand. I'll speed up and dare slow down. There is a land. There is a land I'm homesick for, though I've never seen it before. I've got loved ones waiting on that shore. There is a land, and it's not a million miles away, or on some far off distant strand. I'll speed up and there slow down. There is a land. The family is preparing for a wedding. All have been invited to attend. The bride is standing ready, waiting for the signal. When the groom says, "Rise, my children, come on in." It's that wedding music that I hear. The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is it that waiting music that I hear? Sun will rise to leave this land of sorrow, for that ceremony in the air. The Father then will lead us through the holy land of splendor, and Have you made your preparation to go there? Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? Soon we'll rise to leave this land of sorrow for that ceremony in the air. The Father then will lead us through the holy land of splendor. Have you made your preparation to go there? Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? That's what we're about. That's what this whole thing is about. That's all that's left. That's just up ahead of us. That's that wedding that the Bible talks about. The scripture is going to have to be fulfilled. Everything. And we're now in the season of that wedding music, that invitation of marriage supper of the Lamb. Matthew 22, it has to be fulfilled. Just like the day of the Lord has to be fulfilled. Just like building that ark had to be fulfilled. Just like everything has to be fulfilled in scripture. And this here, just up the road here, there's going to be a rapture, and then that rapture are going to be those people that are going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. From here on out, that's all that's left until the great tribulation and that day of the Lord, until after that, once that rapture happens, it switches into something else. We've tried to say it over and over and over again, then you're going to have to give your life to get to heaven. Blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. Just that simple. Is that everything in the Bible has to be fulfilled. And right now, we're the most blessed people on the planet, because just up the road here, we got something to look forward to. If only we can get ourselves ready and do what it says here, come and drink out of the waters of life freely, like it says in the book of Revelation. Whosoever will let him come. What is that water of life? It's this here truth, this end time truth. All you got to do is believe it, to the point where you're not afraid to tell somebody about it. That's that getting ready thing. You will not get ready listening to these donkeys out there beating their gums together day after day, because they're not interconnected to the source. And that's just the simplicity of it. There's a wedding coming up the road. There's a marriage supper of the Lamb. And everybody's invited. If you can only get yourself disconnected from all these phonies out there and connect yourself into the message for your day. Just that simple. I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is the face. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing, cleansing, and victory. Our joy overflows, no tongue can tell. I thank God for the well. I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is His power, sweet is His state. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Blessed is the fountain and the barren land. Satisfies the soul of the inner man. No better place can be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Blessed is the fountain and the barren land. to satisfy the thirst of the inner man. No better place could be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. There'll be a payday at the end of life's road. When I stroll down the streets of pure gold, I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. Put on an all-fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Near my steps grow weary, and the road is rough and long. Sometimes I feel I'm all alone, but I still carry on. But a brighter day is coming, and it thrills my heart to know there'll be a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of life's road. When I stroll down the streets of pure gold, I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. Put on an all-fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Some folks are planning futures as they search for earthly gain. They're busy building hopes and dreams, but it all will be in vain. So I'm laying up my treasure, and I'm working my way home, where there's a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of life's road. When I stroll down the streets of pure gold, I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. Put on an all-fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Some folks are planning futures as they search for earthly gain. They're busy building hopes and dreams, but it all will be in vain. So I'm laying up my treasure, and I'm working my way home, where there's a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of life's road. When I stroll down the streets of pure gold, I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. Put on an all-fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road.
There is none like you.
No one else can touch my heart like you do. I even search for all eternity, Lord, and there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch
my heart like you do.
I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you.
There is none like you.
No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? lost in our world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be? Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be? Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be?
John chapter 8, verse 31. Then Jesus said to these Judeans who had believed him, "If you continue to follow my teaching, you are really my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." We're still talking about truth. It's all about truth. Well, where can you find truth? Well, you find it in the Bible. The truth for your day. That's what happens if you continue in my word. You got to continue. Because then you got to be connected to the right source. You can't expect to have eternal life if you're connected to the John Higgins of this world and to that Hutterite thing. We're not talking about these Hutterites. We're talking about the spirit of the thing. It's the spirit of the thing. It's these people have just somehow, the devil has somehow managed to start up a movement that's connected with the devil, that's plugged into the Satan. It's not plugged into reality. It's just a religious system out there that the devil, Satan has hijacked, that he's making it up here that's where it's at. But you got to go back to the Bible. You know what that is in John about that? This is life eternal. I got to read it out of the scripture because people think we're just making these things up. They think we're just some fly-by-night here trying to make a name for ourselves. But that's not the case. We're concerned about our eternal destiny. And if you've been listening to us long enough, you should know by now that this is it. This is where it's at. But there's a price to pay. You've got to disconnect yourself from that filth out there, from that religious filth that they call themselves creatures, that Hutterite thing and that Amish thing. And that society of brethren thing. You gotta disconnect yourself because you're plugged into the wrong source. There's only one source. There's only one stream. And Jesus left us some information.
Mm-hmm.
John 17:3. That's what Jesus, just before he went to the crucifixion, that's what he said here. "Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him." And here it is. This is life eternal, that they may know thee, the true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
And John 13:20. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I sent receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. But I tell you the solemn truth, whoever accepts the one I sent accepts me, and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me." I used to think he sent the Apostle Paul. I used to think he sent Brother Branham. No, it says here, "I tell you the solemn truth, whoever accepts the one I send accepts me, and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me." This is still contending. This is life eternal. We all want eternal life, but there is a certain way to get eternal life. And in order to find that, you gotta go to the scriptures to find it. And you'll find it in Revelation chapter 1, you'll find exactly who he sent. Because it says, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1,
the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. He gave it to Jesus. God gave it to Jesus to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass, and signify this by his hand unto his servant, who bear the record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to the angel, and then an angel gave it to the Apostle Paul. He said it over and over and over again. We want eternal life. You want that blessing. But in order to get that blessing, you've got to be connected to the right source. The John Hagin's of this world, they're not connected to that message here, mm-hmm. where it says it's going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And he sent these seven angels, which are the seven stars he held in his right hand. They're the seven angels to the seven church ages, because it says here, the mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. I'll read it again. The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven church ages, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches, the church ages. And we're just trying to make everything how important it is to listen to what we're saying, because we spend all our life searching this. We searched and we searched and we put our life on the line so that we'll have something, and God moved in us so that we'll have something here, and this closing day of the time, that's solid. That's not that you wouldn't have to go down to some rabbit hole like many of these people we talked about. They went here, there's a movement here, and then there's the Maccabees up in Vancouver there somewhere, up in BC, and then there's the Fort Pittston people. They keep going and going and looking and looking, and they end up just down in a rabbit hole. But we went to the scriptures. We put our life on the line, and we saw diligence. And we prayed and we fasted and we searched this thing out, that the things that we have someday, we didn't even know where it's all leading to. But there's something in our spirit and our soul that kept us connected to that source, because we read the scriptures. This is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. And then we had to go find out, who did he send? Did he send John Hagin? Did he send this, that, and the other? No, he sent his angels, because he can't trust no human being. He has to send these angels, because these angels are solid. There's people's souls are depending on this crazy, on something that's solid. And you and I, we connected ourselves to that sword, where it says, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And we said it over and over again. He sent these seven angels, these seven church angels, to the seven church ages of throughout the grace age. And like we keep saying it over and over again, but we got to keep repeating it, because Peter said, I know you heard it before, but it's got to be so, keep saying it over and over, until it becomes established in your heart that you believe it like you and I. When we heard about this, we told everybody that we saw. We didn't care what they do to us. We just knew there's something here we found. We found that thing that Joe Mendel would have found if he would have put his life on the line, if he would have went down that search. And we had to do that all by myself. I just saw something, and I just had a hunger and a thirst, and the Lord told me to go to Vancouver, and there I found that thing that Joe Mendel would have found. I found exactly that stream. I found exactly that person, that this is that eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And I found here, out here in the church, Ada Leadership, he sent that angel, and all that angel did, he linked up with the vessel that God had prepared for himself. He didn't send Brother Brennan. That angel took the vocal cord of William Branham, and then he began to preach everything what that angel told him. If you ever get yourself disconnected from these phonies out there, from these Leonard from Delta, from these Joe from South, they're just, They're just a bunch of scarecrows. They're not interconnected to that source. And they'll do everything they can to keep you away from that connection. If you're not connected to that angel of Laodicea, you're not going to make it. It's just because Jesus said, it's eternal life that they believe on them whom I will send. And I keep saying, he sent these angels. And then these angels, they took the vocal cords of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and now we're holding on to the fort, we're holding on to the thing that has been given to us to the church age of Laodicea. And because it backs it up with scripture, and the days of the voice of the seventh angel, they were just voices. It's just called common sense. This is in the days of the voice of the seventh one. Apostle Paul, he was just the voice of that angel. Mm-hmm. Irenaeus, he was just the voice of that angel. He didn't send Irenaeus. He sent that angel, and then that angel took the vocal cords of Irenaeus, and then of Martin, and then of Columbo, and then of Martin Luther, and then of John Wesley. And now here in the church here, the leaders, that's the one that we're concerned about. This is eternal life that they believe on them whom I will send. And he sent that angel, and that angel linked up with the vocal cord of William Branham. And then he went off the scene, and that were, but in the days of the voice when he shall begin to sound. See, there's a word in there that gives you the mystery. He'll only begin with Brother Branham. And then when Brother Branham goes off the scene, he's got another vessel prepared. Now that angel is going to speak to the vocal cord of Raymond M. Jackson. And he died in 2004, and then he could not speak with the vocal cords. Or then he goes off the scene, and then we went through this whole mess. Here, this guy says this guy says that. And then for years we were being tested. Who is then that faithful and wise servant? And he just happened to find you and I, that the only two people that are faithful to what the Brother Jackson said. We're the only two people that really heard what Brother Jackson said. And then the Lord has found you and me faithful to carry on with the program. That's all we're doing here. We're holding on to the fort. We're holding on to the thing that has been given to the church age of Laodicea. It's just that simple. I don't know how to make it simple. People, they send us emails, they send us this, that, and the other, but they all want eternal life. They all want God's blessing. And God will bless it if you're connected into this source. He'll do with you just like he did with us. We don't even ask for something. He gives some things that we think we don't need, but he thought he just wants somebody that he can trust, somebody that he can bless. And he blesses us as we go down the road of life because we're interconnected to the soul. This is eternal life. Everybody wants eternal life. That Joe Mandel, he wanted eternal life. But he was going down to these rabbit holes. He was going down to Cananea. He was going everywhere where there was something, hoping to find that eternal life. But here in the scriptures, mm-hmm. we found it via the scriptures where right. Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life. That they believe on them whom I will send. He, like I say over and over, he sent these seven names. Mm-hmm. It's got to become real in your life. And you're interconnected to that letters of garbage and that Hutterite garbage. You will not go to eternal life. You will go out to hell and death. That's the only place where you can go. You have got to be connected to the source that will take mm-hmm. you to that eternal bliss and that eternal. Yeah, and then once you're connected to that, once you can believe what we're saying, God will bless you and he'll bless your children and you'll have a glorious end and you'll end up at the mercy of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right. Behind everything are the angels. That are sent forth to them that are heirs of salvation. When you will go back to the Old Testament, it was the angel that led the children out of Egypt. There was an angel behind it because the angels, when God created men, he said to the angels, let us create men in our own image, in our likeness. So because he's now including the angels in the family of man. And you can read that when they came out of Egypt, there was an angel behind it. Even when you will go to Mary, who came to Mary was an angel. Who came to Zechariah, mm-hmm. an angel. All these were sent to these individuals to proclaim something, even to Daniel, and he was able to tell Daniel what the future holds.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go through the New Testament, how these angels play a very important role in the human family, how through the grace age there's going to be that star messenger that will give the message to the church, to that that specific church of Ephesus. Then you come to Smyrna, then you come to Pergamos, then you come to Thyatira, to Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. These all had a messenger, an angel that was spearheading that message, but they had to have an earthly vessel on earth, and that earthly vessel had, like you had Paul, and he brought that message to the people. And the same way with Brother Branham, that was his role in the church age of Laodicea, to bring it. And when you say a lot of people follow movements, and it's true that they do, they go after everything, but when you really are so desperate that you will, nothing's going to stop you. And that's the point that we came to, where nothing is going to hold us back. And that's why Jesus said in Mark 8, whoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it. But whoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. See, that's what we did. There was nothing that would stop us.
Mm-hmm.
When you follow movements, it's kind of a decoy. Like you're trying
to work.
Yeah, a detour. You're trying to find another way,
mm-hmm.
another way somehow that you will not have to really forsake it all,
yeah, exactly.
To give it all up and surrender it all and say, Lord, here I am. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I firmly believe that's what happens to a lot of people. That's why they go after these movements. They're looking for a easier way,
mm-hmm.
because the hard way is you have to take up your cross and follow Jesus. And it is really, you're forsaking your family, everything that you know, and everything that you are familiar with. You have to let it go and pursue that with all your heart and soul and mind and spirit. And that's what you're going to pursue. And then you'll find it.
See, that Joe Mandel, he could not disconnect himself from that Hutterite thing, because he came and went around. He still wanted three people to go with him on this venture. And thereby he stayed connected with that Hutterite infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you and I, we completely had to disconnect ourselves from all that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
When we look back now, we can see that is nothing but garbage, that Hutterite thing. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. You cannot find this thing here if you're interconnected with Satan. You have to completely disconnect yourself from anything that from all these movements, and you did have to do what we did. We put our life on the line, and we searched, and we begged, and we prayed, and we pleaded, and then the Lord gave me that vision and told me to go out to Vancouver, and then you're going to find exactly what that Joe Mandel was looking for. But before I could go there, I had to leave everything behind, and then once I found out, I had to get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ at that time. That was the only way you could get into that movement. But that thing is over with now. Now all you got to do, we paved the way for you. All you have to do is plug in to what we're saying. And then you're plugged into that stream that Jesus began, that God began way back before the foundation of the world. We're just tapping to tap into that stream, and the church here to lead us here, and that's exactly what we found. We found where God said, this is eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And we found that angel. We found that angel messenger through the vocal cord of William Branham. And then that angel kept on talking. And then we were all being tested. And they found you and I faithful to continue on with the program. And now if you want God's blessing, if you want to have eternal life, all you have to do is plug into what we're saying here. Mm-hmm. That's what I told that Leonard there. I sent him a book here some time back. He sent it back, but I told him in that book, I said, take your servants out in the middle of the yard and burn them up and put on your AP system everything that we're saying here. Let it play over and over and over throughout the day, throughout the night. You can plug into it wherever you want. And because this is the only thing that has any value. I could say that with honesty and with truthful, because we're plugged into the seventh star. We're plugged into that movement that's going on down right now here in these closing days of time. This is life eternal that they believe in them whom I will send. And we found out he sent his angel, and we found out the vocal cords of that angel was Brother Branham. And then, like I say, over and over again, I have to repeat it to make the picture clear that you, it's so clear to you that you're willing to tell somebody about it. That's what it was to me. When I heard about it, I went and told everybody. Everybody I know, I told. Everybody that knows me, they know I believe that stupid prophet. I believe that stupid serpentine. That's what they pregged it. Then I went to the Hutterites. I was into their kangaroo courts, and I told them exactly God sent the prophet. You're not going to tell out that garbage. Take your garbage and get out of here. You got till sundown to go out and get out of here. Mm-hmm. I knew that was all going to come. I knew they're not going to accept. But I said, I'm telling them because it's my, once I knew that, that's my responsibility to tell them. That's why the Lord found you and I faithful to continue on with the program. Because he knew we were not going to cower. We're not going to compromise. We're not going to beg down, no matter what they throw at us. Now, here in these closing days of time, we have a message for people that want that blessing, that want eternal life. That's the only way you'll get it here before that, to get to that rapture. You're going to have to come and take this here truth. If you don't, you're going to have to go out and hit that other scripture. It says, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth, and you're going to have to end up on the sea of glass. It's just that simple. And if you don't, and if you miss that, you're going to have to be one of these sheep and these goats people. That these sheep people, they go into life eternal, but they're not immortal. They're mortals. They're just like Adam and Eve. Would have been, like we all would have been, if Adam and Eve would have partook out of the tree of life, they were still, would not have been immortal. See, when you believe what we're saying here, then you become immortal. If you only can get yourself to believe it. And the grace age is over, and the grace age was on, it was, the Lord was looking for a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. The God of heaven sent his Holy Spirit to bring out a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. And in order to get into that chamber, you had to get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be part of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that era is over. Now all you got to do is believe what we're saying. The message for your day. It's always been the message for your day. Abraham believed God. He was the God. The message for his day was to hold to him, get out of your homeland, go into a land which I'll show you. And he did it, and he obeyed God, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. He had the message for his day. Noah had the message for his day. And he believed it, and he went and built an ark, and he saved himself and his whole family. And here in this closing day, if you want to save yourself and your family, all you have to do is believe what we're trying to tell you here. Because God moved on it. God set up this program. I did. I had nothing to do with it. I just said, Lord, here I am. Use us for your honor and for your glory. And we'll do whatever you tell us. That's why we are where we are today. That's why now God has found us faithful and true to get people that life eternal. The things we're saying here is 100% accurate. Because, like I say, we went back to the scripture. That's where we found our direction. You don't have to go down a rabbit hole. You'll end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb if you can only get yourself to believe what we're saying here. Because, like I say, that's the only thing that's left. I don't know how simple I could put it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, really, God put us through this journey, so to lose our lives so that we can find it. And now that we found it, we can tell it to people. where it's at, and the, what these religious systems are all about. It's just that's what the truth is all about. We found the truth, and now we can tell people the truth, and so that they can be set free. It doesn't require from everybody what he required of us to lose it all in order to find it. Mm-hmm. And now we can tell people what that religious system is about and where the truth is at.
Like he said, back in Matthew 22, we go back to Matthew 22, he says, my oxen have been butchered, my fatling have been killed, just come. Now all you gotta do, you just gotta come and accept what we're saying. We were that ox that been butchered, kicked from pillar to post for the last 40, 50 years, from these zealots, from these Pharisees, from these scribes, and they're gonna make sure you're never believers. If they find out you're listening to us, you have anything to do with Samuel, right? They'll do everything they can to block you out and to paralyze you. But see, all you gotta do is just do exactly what Revelation says. Come and drink out of the waters of life. This is that water of life. This is the only thing you're going to find out there that has any value, has any truth, that's backed up with the scriptures. Just come and drink out of the waters of life. Come and believe the message for your day. I know it looks like we're bragging on ourselves. No, we pay the price. We can truly say this is that, this is it. And like I say, you won't be going down no rabbit hole. You wouldn't be going down to Colonia to some movement, or down to the like we're talking about these movements down in Ontario there, where they had these Euler's Light, or the movement up at Fort Pitt or somewhere up there. There's the Maccabees up in somewhere in BC someplace. Everywhere there's movements, and they're trying their level best to find eternal life, but the eternal life is in the Word of God. This is eternal life that they believe in them whom I will send. That's why we're repeating ourselves. We're saying it over and over, because there's nothing out there worth saying. The things that you hear out there in this church, it's not fit for a dog to eat. That's why I told that Lord, take your sermons and burn them up, because they're not, these people that wrote these sermons, they were not interconnected to that sort. They were not interconnected people that wrote to Martin Luther. Martin Luther was the church, he was that star messenger back in the 1500s. And if you were not interconnected, Then you're not interconnected to that sort. Believe you me, when Martin Luther was preached, they had all these phones. They had the Zwinglis and the Jacob Hutters and all these Andreas Ehrenpreis, but they were not interconnected to that sort, to that channel that God said, that Jesus said, this is life eternal, that they believe in them of my words. And Martin Luther happened to be the messenger for the 50, back in the 1500s. And if you were interconnected with the message that Martin Luther brought, the just to live that faith, you had eternal life, because the Bible says so. This is eternal life, that they believe in them of my words. But like I say, it's just like today, when God does something, Satan has his decoys and his pretenders and his... It is phony, and they can really do a better job than Martin Luther himself could. They had some point that looked pretty good, but they were not sent. God did not send them. He sent that angel, and that angel took the vocal cord of Martin Luther, and back in the 1500s, if you were not interconnected, you're just another billy goat out there seeking your own thing, going just down another rabbit hole, like the people that followed Zwingli. Jingle came out with an idea that you can't have music in the church. And see, the Hutterites, they're still interconnected with that teaching. Martin Luther was a musician. He played music in his church. And he had he made a lot of these songs, and he did it with music. And then they said, well, you can't have music in the church. And so that caused a division. The Zwingli people and the Martin Luther people. Well, who are you going to follow? Well, we would have followed Martin Luther, because we would have recognized that he was that church age messenger, or that the voice of that church age messenger. And that's what we're doing here in these closing days. We found out that that angel of the church age, the Laodicea, was sent, and he could look linked up with Brother Brent, and we believe that, and we're holding on to the thought. That's what the Lord told you when you asked the Lord, Lord, why did you put us together? Every time you put us together, since you put us together, we've been not terrorized, kicked from pillar to post by these zealots, by these Pharisees. And the Lord just flat out told you right into your spirit to hold on to the truth that's been given to the church age of Laodicea. That's all we're doing here. Now you can take it to the bank, or you can disregard it, or go out to hell and that. That's, we're not here to twist people's arm, tell them what to do, what not to do, but you got to make that decision yourself if you're willing to pay the price. You're going to have to let people know that's what you believe, and then you tell your people that's what you believe. Just that simple. It's worth it all, because at the end of the day, you're going to end up in the marriage supper of the Lamb instead of having to go through this tribulation to the day of the Lord, and where the planet will rough to and fro like the drunk man. It's everything coming into fulfilled. They're not just pages, words that have been written. They're going to be fulfilled right to the T, because Jesus said every tittle. It's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one word to pass away. It's all going to be fulfilled. That marriage supper will be fulfilled. The fact that God sent the prophet is what's fulfilled. The fact that he gave us Brother Jackson, that has been fulfilled. And the fact that we're telling you people here now, if you want that blessing, if you want eternal life, you're just going to have to come here and get plugged into what we're saying. Yeah, and then if you don't do that, then you're going to, like I say, the next scripture is, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. And you go out and you're going to end up in that sea of glad, but you're going to have to give your life to get there. It's just that simple. We got the program. We even know the hour we're living. We can tell you right to the day where we're living at a time, because we got that midnight cry. And once we had that midnight cry, we found out the whole process. 1,260 days to the middle of the week, and then another 42 months to the end of it all. That's when Satan gets his days are doomed after that. After that, he's done. He's no more down here on planet Earth.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks, Lord, and we just want to present people with the truth, what you've allowed us to see. And, you know, we've took up your the cross and follow you, Lord, and we've forsaken it all, Lord, and we found the Church Age Messenger. We found Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. We just want to tell people the truth, where it's at, where that living water is at, that meet in due season, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will work in the hearts and the minds of people, Lord, that they can receive truth, Lord. Because that's, our words mean nothing, Lord, if you don't work in your spirit doesn't work in the hearts and the minds of people, Lord, to give that increase and help them to understand your ways, Lord. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.